Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Maggie Lawrence of the Nashville Fire Department recently took time out of her busy schedule to discuss fire escape plans. Can you tell us a little bit about the fire escape plan?
We're finding that a lot of times we talk about fire escape plans, but we really don't practice a fire escape plan. And it's very vital that we do practice our fire escape plan, because if we don't practice it, when there is a fire, we have a tendency to panic. And as a result of us panicking, you can either lose your life or someone can get hurt. Once you begin to practice a fire escape plan, then it becomes normal. It becomes like clockwork. You just do it. So if there is a fire, then you may panic at first, but then all of a sudden it's going to kick in. Hey, I know what I need to do, because this is what we've done. And you want to have two ways out. Normally, in order to have a fire escape plan, what you normally do is you sit down, the mother, the father, however the household, may be made up. Mm-hmm. You sit down and you draw out a little map of the home. And then you practice this, the sketch that you've drawn out.
Now, how often should you practice that?
You should practice it at least quarterly.
Quarterly, okay.
Mm-hmm. At first. But once you get it, once you really get it down pat, once you really understand how it works,
right,
and what you need to do, then you could probably break it down to maybe once or twice a year.
Okay.
And then it's just more or less a refresher.
Right. Now, if there's any new people coming into the home, then
absolutely,
you need to go back to.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you want them to be aware of it. And even another good idea, which I'm quite sure a lot of people don't think about, is if you have guests coming in,
mm-hmm,
to spend the night, or if you may be like a babysitter or something like that, then they need to know if there's a fire in the home, this is how you need to get out.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Okay.
Because they need to be made aware of it.
Right.
You need to always have two ways out.
Okay.
There's no getting around it.
Mm-hmm.
When you become familiar with, if there's a fire, I can't get out my door, then what do I do? Can I go out my window? What,
okay,
if I'm on the second floor? Then
right,
what do I do? And those are areas that, that you need to address, especially during the fire escape plan phase.
Okay.
And if it is an upstairs apartment, you need to have a ladder.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the ladders that the painters use. I'm talking about the ladder, the chain ladder that you can throw over the windowsill.
Okay.
And that ladder does not need to be underneath the bed, does not need to be stored in the closet, because if there is a fire, you're not going to have time to run around and try to find it where it is.
Okay.
Because if you put it under the bed, chances are you're going to put like your shoes or other things underneath the bed.
Okay.
Or if it's in the closet, you're going to cover it up with other things. So when you need it, you're not going to be able to get to it.
Okay.
So what you want to do, if you have a ladder, is you want to take your ladder and put it right by the window.
Okay.
That way, if a fire happens, then you can just raise up the window, hook it on the windowsill, and then just climb out.
Okay.
Another important thing as part of your fire escape plan is to have a special meeting place.
Okay.
And once you get to that meeting place, you stay there. As a matter of fact, once you get out of the house, you do not go back into the house for anything.
Is there any special reasons why you should go back in the home, or... None.
As a parent, if we get out first, human instinct, we're going to go back in.
Right.
And I don't care what anybody tells me. If my baby is in there, I'm going back in
right,
to get my baby.
Exactly.
But you really should stay out until the fire department get there and let them go back in. Because if you go back in, chances are you're not going to come back out alive.
Okay.
Stay at your special meeting place. If everybody is not assembled at the special meeting place when the fire department get there, let the personnel know, my mom's still in there, we're supposed to meet here, my dad's still in there, and my brother's still in there, or whomever may be missing.
Okay.
Don't even go back in to get the puppy dog or the cat,
right,
or the fish. Just let us know when we pull up on the scene, and we'll go in, and because we have the special clothing.
Exactly.
The special protective clothing that we wear. So we can go in and, plus we're trained.
Okay.
We're trained to go in and to get you and to bring you out.
Now, if there's a baby or someone that's disabled, who Should somebody be responsible in getting them, or?
Absolutely. That person or persons need to be assigned to either a father or a mother.
Okay.
Or if there's more than one, somebody needs to be assigned to help that person because that person is disabled.
Right.
The person may not be mobile, can't move around like, you know, we can.
Mm-hmm.
So assign someone to help that person. And that way you will be assured that everybody is getting out. Because if you don't have someone assigned, then it becomes chaotic.
Okay.
It brings about confusion. And everybody may wind up expiring,
right,
you know, in the house fire instead of people getting out.
Okay.
If it is assigned, it becomes more orderly.
Okay.
You know, you're a little bit more calmer, mm-hmm, because you practice, number one. And number two, you are adhering to what you have practiced.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add regarding your fire escape plan?
The fire escape plan is only good if you practice it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And once you get out, do not go back in.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. Maggie Lawrence of the Nashville Fire Department recently took time out of her busy schedule to discuss fire escape plans.